Melanie Roach doesn't fit the image of a championship weightlifter. The self-described girly girl fancies fuchsia-painted fingernails and makeup. She weighs just 117 pounds, but she's lifted 249 pounds over her head, a U.S. record in her weight class. Today, the mother of three is preparing for the Beijing Olympics and getting inspiration from her autistic son. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has her story.
What Melanie Roach likes best about weightlifting is that she alone controls the outcome. Her opponent never changes. 200 pounds on the bar is always 200 pounds.
As I walk up to the chalk bowl and I'm stepping in the rosin and chalking up, I'm staring that bar down as if it were a person or an opponent that way. And it's amazing how much energy you can muster up when you know there's a weight on there that you've done before, but it's this moment. This time is what counts.
This is Melanie Roach's second attempt.
The recent Olympic trials at Georgia Tech had a theatrical quality about them. And as Roach mounted the stage for the event called the Clean and Jerk, the music and the crowd grew quiet. Earrings dangling, she reached down, pulled the nearly 240-pound bar to her chest, and squatted. And with that, the 33-year-old from Bonnie Lake, Washington, raised the bar up over her head, triumphantly completing the lift that would earn her the number one spot on the U.S. Women's Olympic weightlifting team. Moments later, when she was greeted by family and friends, tears were streaming down her face.
You did it!
Roach was expected to make the Olympic team in 2000, but a severe back injury forced her to call it quits. Over the next 5 years, she and her husband, Dan Roach, a Washington state legislator, opened a large gymnastics center and had three children. When the youngest was just a month old, she told her husband she wanted to return to competitive lifting. He wasn't surprised.
She had a really rough time in 98, 99, and 2000. So she had a lot of, you know, ghosts sort of haunting her, and I always knew she wanted to go back and be able to have that shot of, you know, doing what she knew she could do.
But within weeks, their life would turn upside down. Their son Drew, then 2 years old, was diagnosed as autistic.
How do you spell down?
D-O-U-N-D.
D-O-W-N-D.
The early morning get-ready-for-school routine at the Roaches' home is a whirlwind. Breakfast and a last-minute spelling quiz, all the while attending to Drew. Things such as tying his shoes or combing his hair require extraordinary compassion and patience.
Do you want to do it or do you want Mommy to do it? Say, Mommy, do it.
Mommy, do it.
Mommy, do it.
Roach hopes that by talking about Drew's autism, it will spur more research and assistance for families affected by it. Melanie Roach admits that for several months after Drew's diagnosis, she was, as she puts it, borderline depressed. A devout Mormon, Roach prayed Drew would get better. Finally, in tears, she went to her bishop.
I looked at him and I just shook my head and I said, you know what? This is not what I signed up for. And with a smile on his face, he firmly said, no, Melanie, this is exactly what you signed up for. And he went on to say that he knew that the Lord trusted me with Drew and that he knew I would take good care of him and that Drew knows that I can handle this. And boy, I tell you, that was the turning point for me.
Roach says instead of focusing on what Drew couldn't do, she began to truly embrace who he was, living in the moment with him, not dwelling on the past or the future.
And I really feel like that concept of enjoying the now and not worrying about the future is what my coach has been trying to teach me for 14 years. And that is what has made me such a different athlete 10 years later. That is what has made me strong enough mentally to make this Olympic team.
The champion lifter took a few days off following the Olympic trials, time to savor the victory and let her body recover. But it wasn't long before she was back at work in the gym. After wrapping her ankles and donning a weight belt, she reached down and, with muscles fully engaged, grabbed the barbell.
You know, once you get to that point where you're focusing on technique, it's not really about how heavy it is. It's just about trying to do it right. It's about getting more out of your body than you ever thought was possible.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
And for pictures of Melanie Roach, you can go to our website, nprnews.org.